السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. It is only with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazl wa karam, His ihsan, that He gave this servant of His the tawfiq to undertake this journey to His Shaykh for the purpose of Islah. Although it was also intended to be for iyadat purpose, because Hazrat was sick, but in the company of the Salihin, a person gets the fragrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat, even though they may be silent. If they remain silent also, then too you get that fragrance, because their hearts have been bright with the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I explained on some other occasion here that when we bry our meat, the fragrance of that, or the aroma of that, goes far and wide, and people who are at a distance also, they just inhale and they say, well, somebody is brying somewhere. So if that meat has got such flavor, such fragrance, such aroma, then the heart, when it is bright in the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what kind of fragrance it must have got. Then we all have heard of the flower Raat Ki Rani. Raat Ki Rani is a well-known flower, especially in India, Pakistan, and even here in South Africa. Those who have got gardens, and where they sit at night also in the evenings, on summer nights, then you get the fragrance of that flower. Beautiful fragrance encircling that whole area, covering that whole area. Yet that flower hasn't given any speech. It's not giving any speech, but everybody is inhaling the fragrance. So it is just that we have to understand that there is such a thing in this world as Awliya Siddiqeen. There are such people in this world who are called Awliya Siddiqeen. In the garb of piety, in the garb of pious people, in the garb of the Salihin, we get many wolves. There are many wolves who are just in the garb of the Salihin. And they become peers also, they become mashayikh also, they start taking bayat, and they start giving wazifas. But the whole purpose is nothing but to fleece the murids, nothing else. Especially in Pakistan we have seen this, that so many people have been caught. Then they will keep the pictures, the photographs of their peers in their homes. They will put flowers around it, they will kiss it. And the Peer Sahab too is very happy that my murid is doing all these things. So now if that Peer Sahab, that is his condition, how is he going to take his murids to Jannat? So just as you have the good and the bad in every field, in the same way even in this field of Peer and Murid, there are some who are really and truly and sincerely Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's walis. And it is easy to recognize them. I'm just mentioning these things because last night, the night before last, Hazrat Maulana Aqim Mohd Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he came outside onto the courtyard, and from 10 o'clock at night till about 12 o'clock, there was a majlis in which he remained silent. And there was one shair, poet, who was reciting Hazrat's kalam. Now to us that was poetry, but what was in that poetry, that just one couplet of that Believe me, for almost an hour the person went on reciting just that one couplet. Oh. Nothing more than that. And without exaggeration, each and every one in that majlis was tearing. Each and every one, tears were just flowing from their eyes. And Hazrat was in deep muraqabah. So what was it? We would have said, we are tired now. Two times we heard it, three times we heard it. What was it? And that couplet that was being recited, Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, Ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam, Ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam, दोस्तों सुन लो तुम कुछ मेरी दास्तां दोस्तों सुन लो तुम कुछ मेरी दास्तां एक दिन फिर नहीं होंगे दुनिया में हम दैट्स ऑल जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द गम हो के इंसान नहीं जानवर से वो कम इसे दैट पर्सन हु डजंट हैव योर लव इन हिज हार्ट O Allah, that person who doesn't have your love in his heart, he could be called a human being, but in reality he is not a human being, he is even worse than an animal. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَظَلْ They are like the animals, nay worse than that. So he says that person who doesn't have your dard in his heart, that muhabbat in his heart, Therefore, Hazrat says, he says that jo ghair Muslim hai, Isai hai, those people who don't believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and those who behave like animals, he said their calendar also starts from January. Janwar. Se unki tarikh bhi January se shuru hoti hai. From January, so he says January se shuru hoti hai. Janwar hai ho. Isliye ki wo insaniyat uske andar nahi hai. Aur jo insaan, sahi maana mein insaan hota hai, the person who is a true insaan, a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So because he is muhtaram, he is respected and honored, so his calendar also starts from Muharram. So he said, that person who doesn't have your love in his heart, then he is not even classified as a human being. And then he says, Oh my friends, listen to me. He said, listen to my story. For one day I will not be in this world. He says, what I want to pass on to you, listen carefully and take it. Now this first share of his, it went on and on and on. And he says, yehi waaz hai, yeh nasihat hai, isi mein hidayat hai, isi mein pura deen hai. In that one share, he says, is everything in there for the person who has a little bit of intellect. So there is something that they, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed them with, and there are very few of them that are left of this caliber in the world. So those people who do not really appreciate this caliber of people, then they are great losers in this world. At present, because of his illness, people are coming from all over the world to see him. And they are not just maulvis and mullahs, but people from the government level, people from the who are managers, directors, and in government departments. So many of them are his murids, and they come. So he says that Alhamdulillah, mujhe koi shikayat Allah Ta'ala se nahi hai. In this sickness, I have got no complaint of my Allah. Main khush hoon jis hal mein mere maula mujhe rakhta hai. I am happy in the condition that my Allah is keeping me. However, I am asking for sehat. I am asking for good health so that I can go throughout the world and convey his message. That's all. That is why he's asking for good health. And then he explained that when the Ahlullah falls sick and ill, there's great wisdom and hikmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So many doctors became waliullahs when they went into the company of Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh when he fell very sick and ill in Bombay. Like that they would not have gone close to him. But when he fell sick and ill and they started treating him and coming there, then there was that fragrance that he had in his heart. It lit up their hearts too, and they kept bringing their friends, more friends, and so many people changed their lives in their illness. So what I was trying to express is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as Mawlana recited in the Salat, أَطْوِيُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. أَطْوِيُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of which is that if you want rahmat, then there is no other way that we can get rahmat in our home, in our business, in our lives, except by ita'at of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Asr in one majlis, just again day before yesterday, before we were leaving, before departing yesterday in fact, just from Asr to Maghrib, he said, Al-Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us one dua. Allahumma inni The dua in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, Allahumma arinal haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah wa arinal batwila batwilam warzuqna ijtinaba. Now this dua we all listen to many times and we make it also. But he says, look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, oh Allah, whatever is haqq, show it to me as haqq. But he doesn't say, give me the tawfiq of making amal on it. He says, make it my rizq, warzuqna. Just as rizq, we search for rizq. Everybody is in search of rizq. And everybody looks forward to rizq. And everybody desires rizq. Everybody goes forward in search of rizq. So he says, this haqq must become like rizq for me. That I must go out in search of good deeds, just as I go out in search of my rizq. Whatever is haqq must show it to me as haqq and must make it like rizq. Which word number? ND 532692. Somebody wants to come out, please remove your hand. So he said, must make it like my rizq. Inshallah, in the Monday night majlis I will explain this dua in detail, because we are going to make a little bit of zikr. But just as a person goes out in search of rizq, he says, like that must make this haqq rizq for me. And a person does not die until he has eaten the last grain which is in his taqdeer. A person will not die until then. Ala inna nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqaha. Whatever is his rizq, until he does not complete his rizq, he is not going to die. So in the same way, haqq, it must become like my rizq, that I don't leave this world until I have eaten enough of this haqq. My complete life must be on haqq. And then there's much to it. The second part is, and whatever is batil, whatever is guna, whatever is sin, then, oh Allah, again, make it like my rizq to stay away from it. Just as a person again looks forward to rizq, he wants sustenance, he goes out in search of sustenance. Day and night, everywhere, everybody seems to be in search of sustenance. So in the same way, it must become like my sustenance to stay away and restrain from anything that is haram, anything that is sinful, anything that is batil. And it must become marghub. The person must look forward to it. He must not consider it as a great burden Allah Ta'ala has put on him, that he has to restrain himself from haram. Just these two things, if we get in our lives, then the person is a waliullah. Simple and easy, Shariat and Deen is. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal, because without amal, zindagi banti hai amal se. Without amal, there is no zindagi. And amal is whatever Allah ta'ala has ordered, it is always easy. But if we do not create the environment and the mahal, then we must blame ourselves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hasn't made deen difficult. But like that, in everything, there is a little bit of effort that a person has to make. There were many things that I wanted to ask. There were many things that I wanted to find out. But I had conditioned my mind that he had a stroke, so therefore I was told that 15-20 minutes is the maximum that he speaks, and without clear speech. That's what I was told. And that was his condition. Because sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes them go completely quiet for some time, so that the people appreciate and take the maximum advantage of them. So with that conditioning of my mind, I had gone there, that if it means remaining silent, I will remain silent and make dua. Allah Ta'ala must put whatever is anwarat in his hearts into my heart. But then, this is the karamat of the Ahlullah. That the very next day, for 2.5 hours, believe me, in the masjid I am, 2.5 hours, he spoke. Absolutely clear speech. And the people of Karachi and the Khanqa and all were shocked. They say, well, now you better stay here in Karachi. Because you are coming and something unique we saw. And Alhamdulillah, Hazrat himself mentioned this, ke Maulana ke aane ki wajah se Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ne ye kehlwa diya. Well, that's his husness and I'm not of that this thing. But what I want to say is that this is what we talk about, karamat of dawliya. That there's a person couldn't speak more than 15 minutes. There wasn't clear speech. It was difficult to understand him. And then suddenly 2.5 hours. It's difficult for us to sit 1 hour and listen. But we don't know whether what karamat there was, that the 2.5 hours seemed as if he spoke for about 15-20 minutes. He started at 7:30 in the morning and finished at 10 o'clock. People forgot about their breakfast too. And then he asked that, kisi ko apna nashta yaad aya? People say, hum to nashta yaad bhi nahi aya. So he says, the person who's speaking, when he forgets his nashta, then the others will forget their nashta. But if he's remembering his nashta and speaking, then the others, where they are going to forget about their nashta. So nevertheless, my dear brothers, at this short notice again, you assembled for the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must accept your coming, and Allah ta'ala must fill our hearts with his ma'rifat, his yaqeen, his muhabbat, and then see after that what we enjoy inside our hearts. The Jummah Bayan and the Monday Majlis of his, he requested me to give the Bayan, and in the Monday Majlis, the same after the Bayan, Ay Mere Data was recited. And Alhamdulillah, Hazrat himself expressed some very complimentary things. Allah Ta'ala must accept his husn azan. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai ali. Shan teri har an nahi hai, gah jamali, gah jalali. وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ Allah, 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 Allah,
میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میری یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی
شام سحر ہو اللہ
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 شیخ واز ایکسپلینگ ہی سیز دیر آر تھری ٹائپس آف انٹاکسیکیٹنگ ڈرنکس وائن از آف تھری کائنڈز ون از ازلی اینڈ ابدی ون از نائدر ازلی نو ابدی دا انٹاکسیکیشن آف دس دنیا When a person gets intoxicated with this dunya, to make use of the dunya is something else and to get intoxicated is something else. So he says the intoxication of this dunya, it was not there before. Allah created it. And dunya will not remain forever. So it is neither azali nor abadi. The intoxicating drink of Jannat, it was not azali, but it's abadi. It was not there before. Jannat was not there. Allah Ta'ala created it. But it will remain forever. People will enjoy the ni'mats of Jannat forever if they enter it. So that was not azali, but it is abadi. But the sharab of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the intoxicating drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala, and the marifat of Allah, and the yaqeen of Allah, and the muhabbat of Allah, it is such a drink that is azali and abadi. It was there for all times and will remain for all times. So the person who drinks the best quality of wine, then the cheap quality he will not enjoy. The person who drinks the best quality wine, he's not going to enjoy the cheap quality one. So the person who has got the drink of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat and love, then he will use dunya, but he will not get intoxicated with it. He will not chase after haram. So jam-e muhabbat apna pila de. That is something, if only we can get jam-e muhabbat in our hearts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then all these excuses of ours, I cannot give up this, I cannot give up that, this is difficult to give up, all will disappear. Muhabbat will make that person move at a very, very rapid speed. Deedaye dil mein tujhko basaloon, ay sab se hataloon apni nazar mein. تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشق و کامینا اور انجام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشق و کامینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشق و کامینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشق و کامینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشق و کامینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اللہ 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 socho zara firaun ke ghar mein musa ko pala kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallah 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 illallah
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin Ya arhamar rahimin Ya akramal akramin يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ فار گیونگ اللہ او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ او مائی ستار غفار اللہ یو ڈیئرلی لو فارگیونس آف سنز او مائی اللہ اے اللہ فارگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس او مائی اللہ فارگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس Ya Allah, what else has gathered us here except that we have believed in you as our Rabb? Oh Allah, there were so many attractions and distractions in the outside world. But oh Allah, these brothers and sisters left all those attractions and distractions and came here for no other purpose but to seek from you forgiveness of sins and to seek from you the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, we all are seeking from you forgiveness of our sins. We know, O Allah, that because of our sins we are suffering all over in the world. There is nobody to pass the hand of affection and love over the heads of the Muslim Ummah anymore. O my beloved Allah, we know that because of our sins we are being pushed from pillar to post. O Allah, there is nobody that listens to our voice anymore. O Allah, everywhere there is nothing but complaints of depression and of all kinds of problems. Ya Allah, no way is there any kind of peace, tranquility and happiness. O Allah, you have declared in the Quran Sharif that peace will only be found in your remembrance. Ya Allah, therefore we have gathered here. O Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. O Allah, when we were committing sins, we were hiding from our parents, our brothers and sisters, our family members, our neighbors, members of the society. O Allah, we considered all of them as being people of eyes. And the only one that we considered to be blind was you. Ey Allah, agar tune maaf nahi kiya, to hum gande kaha jayenge. O Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, you tell us who is there that can forgive us. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins of those who turn towards you with repentance. O Allah, we are ashamed of our past. We are ashamed of our past. And O Allah, we are pledging not to return to those sins in future. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive our family members. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing. Give us cure from all our ailments. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. O Allah, cure us from all our ailments, whether they are spiritual or physical. Ya Allah, jismani or ruhani, har bimari se hame shifa ata farma. O my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, everything lies in your hands. Our lives lie in your hands. O Allah, we have got no control over our lives. Ya Allah, so many people, young, fit and healthy, left their homes and never returned. O my beloved Allah, we too do not know when this visa of life is going to expire. We have made no preparation for the hereafter. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to make preparation for the hereafter. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. O my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of whatever sins we committed in the past. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. O Allah, if you are going to turn away your glance of mercy and rahmat from us, then you tell us, who can we turn towards? We cannot purchase forgiveness in the bazaars and marketplaces. O Allah, we cannot purchase in the bazaars and marketplaces forgiveness. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. O my beloved Allah, but if you turn away your rahmat and mercy, O Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us, then O Allah, we will face nothing but destruction. As it is, we are facing destruction in our home lives, in our business lives, in our family lives, and O Allah, in our society, there is nothing but corruption, fitnas, destruction. Ey mere pyare khuda, cast your glance of mercy over us. Open your doors of rahmat. Open your doors of maghfirat. O Allah, how long are you going to keep them closed from us? Ya Allah, if we are not giving up our filthy and dirty habits, O Allah, why should you give up your beautiful sifats of Rahim and Kareem and Ihsan? Ey mere pyare khuda, agar hum apni gandhi sifaton ko aur gandhe amal ko nahi chhod rahe hai, to tu apne paakiza sifat ihsan ko kyu chhode? O my beloved Allah, open the doors of your ihsan for us. Open the doors of your rahmat for us. Open the doors of your maghfirat for us. O Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless our children with long life. Bless our family members with long life. Bless us with good health, O my Allah. Good physical health and spiritual health. O Allah, give us good physical health and spiritual health. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in hospitals, give them cure. Those who are on their sick beds, give them cure. Our mashayikh who are sick and ailing, O Allah, give them cure. Ya Allah, in their crying for the ummah, in their concern for the ummah, O Allah, they spend sleepless nights. O my beloved Allah, have mercy upon them. Ey Allah, tu hum sabko shifa ata farma. Hey Allah, jismani bimariyo se bhi shifa ata farma. Clean and purify our hearts of all kinds of ailments. Ya Allah, our hearts have become filled with pride. Our hearts are filled with anger. Our hearts are filled with jealousy and envy. Our hearts are filled with malice and greed. Oh Allah, our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, shaitan and nafs do not want us to get any taste of the sweetness of iman. Shaitan and nafs do not want us to get any way closer to you and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For shaitan and nafs knows that the moment we get the sweetness of iman in our hearts, then we will detest and dislike anything that is sinful. Oh my beloved Allah, take us out from the slavery of shaitan and nafs and make us your slaves, oh my Allah. Ey Allah, hame tera ghulam bana de, tera sachcha ghulam bana de. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ki ghulami naseeb farma. Ya Allah, provide us risk which is halal. Provide us risk and sustenance plentiful which is halal. Ya Allah, there is no shortage of halal in your khazana. Oh Allah, your khazana of halal is unlimited. Oh Allah, provide for us from your sources of halal. Ya Allah, let us not go to anywhere near haram. Ya Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of ihsan. Light up our hearts with the noor of sabr and shukr. Light up our hearts with the noor of zuhd. Oh Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Light up our hearts with the noor of all kinds of ibadat. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh Allah, the life that is gone, is gone. It has melted away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Oh Allah, drop by drop, that block of ice is melting. We do not know whether it's one drop left or whether there are many drops left. Only you have the knowledge, oh Allah, when we are going to depart from this world. Oh Allah, every airport has an arrival and a departure board. Oh Allah, every station has an arrival and a departure board. Oh Allah, we arrived into this world, but we do not know when is our departure from this world. We do not know when the angel of death will come and take out our soul. Ya Allah, these hands which are engaged in haram, these tongues which are engaged in haram, these lips which are engaged in haram, these feet which are engaged in haram, our body parts which are engaged in haram, oh Allah, when the angel of death will pay us a visit, then the body will be completely silenced. Oh my beloved Allah, there will be no movement in the body. The eyes will be there, but we could not see. Oh Allah, with our ears we will not be able to hear. With our tongues we will not be able to speak. The bangles, the watches, oh Allah, even the rings and everything will be removed from our hands. Oh Allah, our clothes will be taken out from our bodies. And the only thing that we will go with will be our coffin. Ay Allah, let not the angel of death find us in some disco. Let not the angel of death find us in a cinema. Let not the angel of death visit us in some casino. Let not the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Let not the angel of death find us glued to some television haram program. Oh Allah, let not the angel of death find us in a state that we have got some filthy magazine or novel in our hands. Hey, very Allah, we are seeing, we are hearing, we are reading of so many people dying and passing away suddenly in such states that, oh Allah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that your ummatis, they died in this condition, oh Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing him. Ya Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stoned in Taif so much that his shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. Hey Allah, mere pyare Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam par ke raaste mein kaante bichaye gaye, thorns placed in his path. Ya Allah, so much of abusive language used against him. He was mocked, he was teased, he was jeered, he was tortured. He was persecuted, oh Allah. He was ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. No water, no food. Oh Allah, even those days came when they had to chew leather to survive. Hey Allah, he stood whole night in prayer until his feet swelled. And his call and his plea was, oh Allah, my ummati, my ummati. When he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom you shed so much of your blood, that ummat today is unconcerned about your deen. They have become negligent of the akhirah. They have got no azmat and muhabbat and aqidat for you anymore. In your very beloved city, they listen to music and watch filthy films a few meters away from your Rozay Mubarak. Ya Allah, when he is informed of these conditions, ha, mere Allah, kya guzarti hogi mere nabi ke sine mein? Ay Allah, give us the realization, Ya Allah, how long are we going to remain hypocrites on this earth? How long are we going to walk on this earth hypocrites? Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Before the time of our death comes, O Allah, let us take the ghusl of tawbah. Ay Allah, let us take the ghusl of tawbah before the ghusl of mayyat is given to us. Before the kafan is put over our bodies of cloth, O Allah, let our hearts be covered with the coffin of taqwa, O my Allah. Ay Allah, ay Allah, jab coffin hamare badan par lipat diya jayega, lapet diya jayega, ay Allah, uske baad kuch nahi kar sakenge. Hayati ke andar hame taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, we are grateful to you for the ne'mats that you have blessed us with.
You have given us sight, hearing, speech. You have given us health, strength, money, properties, so many ni'mats of yours, O Allah. Day and night you are showering upon us. We eat the food provided by you. We eat the sustenance provided by you. O Allah, we use everything that has been given by you, our sight, our hearing, our speech, our hands, our feet, for your disobedience, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if it had been someone else, or if it had been another Allah, once or twice he would have tolerated it, and then he would have destroyed us. Lekin how Rahim you are, O my Allah. How Kareem you are, O my Allah. O my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, you have declared in the Quran Sharif, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. Those who make tawbah, you dearly love them. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah. Give us the himmat and courage, O my Allah. Accidentally, if we commit sins, we will make plenty of tawbah again. But O Allah, let not sins become our food of life. Ya Allah, let not sins become our food of life. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, provide them plentiful of halal sustenance and remove all their financial difficulties and problems. O Allah, safeguard us from going towards zina. Protect us from haram. Ya Allah, protect us from lies. Protect us from fraud. Protect us from zina and adultery. O Allah, protect us from taking interest and giving interest. O my Allah, protect us from all kinds of haram. Ya Allah, humare dilo ke andar teri muhabbat ka noor paida kar de. Ey Allah, hume apna bana le aur tu hamara ban ja. If you become ours, O my Allah, then everything will be ours. O Allah, and if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Ya Allah, if you are not ours, then our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our homes will not give us comfort and peace. O Allah, our businesses will be no barakat in it. Ey Allah, but if you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. Even in difficulties and hardships and problems, O Allah, we will find sukoon and peace and tranquility in our hearts. Ya Allah, become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zabi meri. Koi mujhse puche main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Oh Allah, people seek different things from you. We are seeking you from you. O Allah, for if you are ours, then everything is ours. Allah, make our Rasul Sallallahu happy on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, let us face him in a condition that he becomes happy to see us. Allah, make us do such deeds in this world that when we pass away, O Allah, and on the day of judgment when we are in front of him, then he is pleased to see us. Ey mere pyare khuda, do not let us be a cause of embarrassment for my Nabi. Ha, mere Allah, don't let us become a cause of embarrassment for my Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, that Nabi who loved us so much, how he will feel on the day of Qiyamah in the presence of billions of other ummatis, when his ummatis will rise the way they died. If they died in fraud, if they died in zina, if they died in any kind of haram, then they will rise from their graves committing that same haram. Ey Allah, and the billions of ummatis will be watching them. How embarrassing that would be for my beloved Nabi. Ey Allah, protect us and safeguard us from such kind of actions and deeds. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the duas of goodness that he made for us. Bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the haram and from all the sins that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sought protection for us. O Allah, protect us. Protect us from all the fitnas, from all the corruption and all the mischief that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection. Allah, protect our family members, our brothers and sisters and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Allah, میرے پیارے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے حجت الوداع کے موقع پر حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا، میرے پیارے نبی نے رکن یمانی کو چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا، میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مطاف میں چل کر جو مانگا تھا، میزاب رحمت کے نیچے کھڑے ہو کر رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا، اے اللہ in the hatim the namazes that he made and he begged, oh Allah, at the multazam he attached himself for so long and so much of tears he shed, all that he asked at the multazam for us and all that he asked behind Maqam Ibrahim and all that he asked after drinking zamzam and all that he begged of you on Safa and Marwa and all that he begged of you between Mila and Akhzarain and all that he begged of you, oh Allah, in Mina and especially at Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, all the du'as that he made, Ya Allah, from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom and sinless Nabi, how much he asked for us. Ya Allah, his beard became wet with his tears, his ihram became wet with his tears. Ya Allah, and all the du'as that he made in Mina and Muzdalifah and everywhere else, Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters and the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief and corruption that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect all of us. Amen. All the works of deen which are taking place, O Allah, give them progress and taraqqi, and protect them from all kinds of fitna. Ya Allah, protect us from all kinds of excesses. Ya Allah, the work of dawat accepted, the work of masajid and madaris accepted. Ya Allah, give qubuliyat to the work of the khanqas and the mashayikh. Give qubuliyat to the works of all deen works that are taking place in the world. Ey mere pyare Allah, huzure paak sasam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Jab hamara is duniya se jane ka waqt aaye to hamara khatima iman ke upar farma. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah par farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله إن شاء الله Monday night will be a majlis. Brothers, with the barakat of your duas we managed a bazikar majlis, otherwise we didn't have no sleep last night and the night before that too, the whole day traveling. But my Shaykh had said that when there's mujahida, after that whatever bayan and takreer and anything takes place, there's more barakat, more noor.
MashaAllah.
Allah Ta'ala must give us ikhlas. That's a main thing.